pretty play.
And as I will say for the 15th time, that was not Stamen, that was Gillies. Number 8, number 9 from 3 miles up in the air sometime looked the same. And for some reason, I thought that was Stamen. But that was Brett Alex Gillies with the great pass to the back door to Brent Baltus. And the patience he showed on that play was remarkable.
Well, that line has played extremely well since we put them together. And, you know, it's interesting. Quietly, Brent Baltus is up to 7 goals, mm-hmm. you know, and that's a good number. And I'm not sure what his career high is, but I'm going to guess that he's already gone by his career high for a season in goals. And but the great play. That line had a real good shift. They're in the zone quite a bit. We talked about working UConn's defensemen down low, but below the goal line, which that line did a real good job. They were in their zone for quite a while. And then Alex Gillies just makes a great, you know, pass off the ice. It's about two or 3 inches off the ice saucer. I mean, that's a skill play. Not many guys can, number one, make that pass even. Number two, see the pass and then execute it. And big time goal by Baltus. Most guys just would have shot that puck. The goalie was down, and Brett took his time and put it right up where the water bottle is. So big goal for us, gets us back in the game.
Literally, it hit the water bottle, literally, and knocked it up. Shane Hanna gets assist on that goal, too. That tied it up 1-1 after the first 10, 8 of the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. We go to the second, early, or I should say late in the second period, an interruption by Michigan Tech's offense.
And now Gould. Gould down in the corner trying to get away with the official, and now to reach Sturrows. Sturrows sends it to the weak side point. Wide open is Roy, his shot deflected wide on the net. Husky centering pass and a shot! Scores! It went in! The Huskies take the lead with just 13 seconds left to go in the period.
Dylan Stamen gets the goal, and the way he described it to me before after the game was, I watched it float in. That's exactly what he said. Didn't get a lot on it, but it went in the net.
Well, and you could tell, you even in your commentary there, we're talking about they have the puck down low, and then we worked low to high quite a bit. But all first 3 goals, really, even all 4 goals, came with a lot of work down low in the offensive zone. And on that goal, similar, Reed Sturrows did a real good job in the corner, came out, you know, Matty Roy took a shot, and we dug it out and found Dylan wide open in front of the net. And that's obviously a big goal because we had a good period. I thought we had a real good period, put some good pressure on them, but we didn't have much to show for it until that point.
Didn't have a chance to catch our breath, and the Huskies popped in another one.
And the Huskies had their first lead of the game. Another chance in front. Scores! 1 second left! Gillies puts it home! 0.5 seconds on the clock right now. And 2 huge goals for Michigan Tech.
What I loved about that goal is that there was no question it was in before the end of the period. We didn't even have to think about it. There was, a little over a second when I watched it go in and looked up the clock. And, of course, you know, usually it ticks off a little bit and went down to 0.5 seconds.
Well, no question. And a good goal. And that's the importance of every shift. We talk a little bit about this, that every shift matters. And you never know. And here's what do you got? 13 seconds face off at center ice. You know, everybody thinks, we're going to go in the intermission 2-1. But that's why it's important to continue to play the game until the final whistle or horn or whatever you want to say in any period in the game. And that was a huge goal. And that line went out there, Baltus, Lucchini, and Gillies. I mean, they went out there to play the rest of the game. And that's so important. And instead of just, okay, let's get through the 13, we'll go in the locker. They played, and that's so important. And so I'm really proud of these guys. They play hard, and they play to the end. And, you know, sometimes they might get a little tired or whatever, but continue to play. And that was you talk about the second goal being important. That third goal could have been the nail in the coffin, so to speak.
It was huge. And, Alex Gillies, he's kind of funny because you ask him questions about his goals, and he doesn't remember. He doesn't remember how they happened. And
he's very modest.
He's
one of those type of guys who does not like to talk about himself or remember, and he won't give you much. He'll just have a big smile on his face and say, I don't know, And that's the beauty of Alex, and he's really got some confidence now and really playing hard and, becoming the player that we all expected him to. And he's only a sophomore, and that's why sometimes, it's a big jump from junior hockey to college hockey, and everybody's different. Everybody takes a little bit different, path and time to find their stride and find themselves. And Alex is just starting to find his rhythm, as is Brent Baltus. Brent Baltus is a junior, and Alex is a sophomore. So, like I said, it you don't always come in here and set the world on fire. It takes time.
What's funny about what I was getting to with Gillies is that
sorry to cut you off.
Well, no, but he really legitimately he said I did not know how much time was left in the period. He had no idea. In fact, until he dropped the puck and the horn went right away, he had no idea there was only 0.5 seconds left after he scored that goal. That's awesome.
And that can be a good thing.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
It can be a bad thing sometimes,
well,
too.
And, I guess.
You know, but no, it's good. And I'm really happy for Alex and happy for that line. Boy, they're fun to watch right now.
Yeah.
And they're really, really, they've got some mojo and some chemistry together. And we've got to get that back in some of our other lines.
All right. So the Huskies get those two goals. They go into the intermission leading 3-1, and 10-5 were the shots in the second period. Go to the third period, and this turned out to be a huge goal by Shane Hanley.
Helping him out is Jackson. Puck sent around, wide open there to pick it up is Rhett Roy. He'll send it over for Hannah. Hannah looking to the backside. Here's a shot by Ike, and a save made. Another shot by Hannah. Scores! Shane Hannah with the slap shot.
Big goal for Shane Hanna. He gets the slap shot. That was his, I believe, well, that's the first of the season?
First of the
season,
first of the if season. You can believe that. Hopefully that's a good sign of things to come, because I remember, I think it was his freshman year, he got his first one. And once he got his first one, he took off. But he's playing well. Shane's playing well. He just, you know, the numbers, maybe the offensive numbers aren't as good as he would like, but he's continued to play well for us. And maybe this is the time of year. You know, he had an injury, couldn't do anything all summer, and I think it's taken him a little bit longer to get back in the swing of things than he had thought.
Shane Hanna gets the goal. C.J. Ike with the shot off of the goaltender gets an assist along with Matt Roy. Matt Roy quietly racking up those points as he does.
Well, he is. And Matt does a good job in the offensive blue line. You know, he's got a good shot. He has his head up, and he knows, you know, to get pucks through, and that's so key. But another key on that goal is Joel Lesmontz did a great job. He was right on top of the goalie, and he had no chance at Shane Hanna's shot, and that's so important. You have to take the eyes away. These goalies are so good that if they see the puck, they're going to stop them. And even when they don't, even, you know, the next night we'll talk about their goaltender, Alex Lyon. I mean, he made some tremendous saves in that game, but that's so important. And Joel's done a real good job of being in front of the net. And, you know, you don't see his name on the score sheet or having an assist or anything like that, but that's just as important as having an assist, as having that net front presence.
And C.J. Ike, you said, wasn't really feeling that well going into that game, right?
No, he wasn't. That's the, you know, he was up all night starting about 3 in the morning, you know, right through game time. He couldn't keep anything down. And so we dressed actually an extra skater in warm-up that night because we weren't sure C.J. would just have the energy. He said he had felt better when he came to the rink, but still, you never know.
No.
Because of the pace. And I asked him, could you give me 10 minutes, CJ? Do you think you can play 10 minutes in this game? And, you know, he thought he could, and he played and played well. You know, that's – we've all seen that before when, you know, Alex Patan and GLI is at the hospital getting the what do you call it? Intravenous IV.
Yeah.
And, you know, he goes out and has a great tournament. So, and CJ did. CJ had a real good weekend for us. So you never know.
So we're up 4-1. Things are looking good. We do give up a goal, though.
And the correct answer is a shot saved by Phillips, and they score. Right off of the draw, shot, rebound, and nobody for the Huskies defensively in the vicinity. And Phillips hung out to dry again after the first save.
It looked like we just couldn't find that guy, and we had one guy covered, and the other guy wasn't covered
at all. Yeah, it was a blown coverage, and, you know, we show some face-offs, some of the face-off plays that other teams run, and sometimes you can get a little confused. Well, are we switching, or do I have to go take that guy? And I think there was just some confusion on that one, and I know Joel Lesbrons was at center, so he took the draw. He took his guy, but there was a breakdown there, and we all tell our guys, if you're not sure, just stay around the front of the net. That's the most important spot to be, and that's your best scoring area. And what happened is, yeah, they got a shot through, and then Spencer Nas was left all alone, and he just found the rebound, had lots of time to put it in.
Nas gets the goal, Gendron and Richardson get the assist, and but that was it. I thought we did a good job after that, Coach, of really kind of shutting them down.
Yeah, they had a little pushback there for a little bit, but overall, you know, we didn't give them much in the game, and, you know, outshot them, out-attempted them, out-chanced them overall, and I thought it was a real solid effort, and we're still not scoring our best chances. I don't know how many real grade A's Joel Lesbrons had on two-on-one, three-on-one, some great looks. So we had some real good looks in the game, and we just didn't finish maybe on our best chances. But it's encouraging. Like I said, Joel had a number of good chances in the game. Tyler Hainan had a few. You know, so those guys are playing well, but when we're not seeing your top scores going into the weekend, like Patan, Lesbrons, Hainan, and on the score sheet, we got to get those guys going, and that's what they're good at. But as long as they're playing well,